Good afternoon, students. I would like to thank all of you for helping us raise money to help clean the spitballs off of the auditorium ceiling. You did an excellent job. We did fall short of our goal, but once again, you did an excellent job. In unrelated news, we would like to announce the fundraising committee's decision of installing a new popcorn ceiling in the auditorium. Students are welcome to volunteer to help us paint the ceiling this weekend.
Oh hell, we're on a roll. I like this. This is fun. Let's do one more. One more.
Oh, yeah!
Finish video.
That's my favorite.
Good for recipes.
Holy moly!
Oh, yeah!
Afternoon, Dashers. We are having a faculty check-in meeting in Conference Room D.
Doug has done a fantastic job in reseeding the quad after this year's mud season. So when you see Doug, I want everyone to reach out and just give him a pat on his back.
Extra bonus money for Dougie this year. Extra bonus money for him. He deserves it.
For real. He deserves all the pats on all of his backs.
Gardening isn't really his forte, so he really did quite a number on reseeding. And to celebrate, I gave him a few groundhogs.
How are we doing this week? What are you feeling? Is there anything that you need to help help your day?
I'd really love to get something off my chest here. And it has to do with Dougie. The flowers that were planted along the front end of the academy here are beautiful. However, they're instilling a very, very strong allergic reaction inside of me. I'm good right now because we're inside. But the second I'm outside, I'm sneezing. I'm swollen. I'm worried about some of our children here, our students that might also have allergies.
Just when I thought I had control of my classes, I'm having the spitball problem again, so I'm dealing with that.
Kindergarten kids are assholes.
Let's circle back to these allergy, spitball, and kindergartners. Allergy, we can get Claritin from Philippe. Spitball and kindergarten, I think, might be combined.
Maybe. We teach the children in kindergarten how to use spitballs to patch up the brick wall behind, you know, at the back of the campus here. If we have them very strategically spitballing wads of cementy pieces, of cement, wet cement, if they're spitballing that, then maybe that could seal up our back wall.
Nice ideas. And I hope that we can make that work. I'm just telling you, these kids are more unruly than normal lately.
Ostrich egg is all you need, because it can feed. It's big enough to feed the flipping kindergartners, and it makes a great sealant once you have to, you know, kind of spackle over the spitballs.
Perhaps we could reach out to the Orich Brother Construction to have them patch the concrete.
Query for you all. I'm worried about the outsourcing. We have so much wonderful skill and talent here in our academy, including using the students' skills like spitballs, spackling, that, you know, perhaps we can source this in-house.
Right. And if we do that, we will save some money on our budget. And you know, the board has been honest about our budget.
Seriously, you guys, we're always coming back to budget. We're always coming back to money. When we, I know that's what we need in order to keep Balderdash Academy afloat, but we're here for the kids. We need to kind of focus in on what we come here for. And it's those assholes.
Terrific point, Nate. We are here for those assholes. We're also here to educate them within the school's budget. So let's find a way to do that within the budget.
Under the protocols that the board has created for us, I do think that we could probably find some wiggle room in the budget if we just, I think it's all going to be fine. We just need to do some fundraising. You know, we're good at that. We've done the chili cook-off. We've had the quiche. We're good with food fundraisers here, guys.
Vlasic pickles. Oh, sorry. You start talking about food and I you lost me for a minute. I could go for a pickle right now.
Wandering minds like to travel to Vlasic. I myself have been there many a time in this conversation alone. And I do think you're right. The budget is something that we need to focus on, too. So we should probably think about selling some of our kids.
Xenon lighting can cut down on costs greatly if we implement it across some of the larger buildings. Doing that could prevent us from having to expunge students.
Yes. If we just put xenon lights in all of the major hallways, all of the most used classrooms, perhaps the gymnasium, the auditorium, we probably won't have to do any sponging of students.
Zesty Vlasic pickles.
Albert, get out of here. We're having a staff meeting. Actually, Albert, go get some zesty Vlasic pickles. Thank you. Thank you, Albert.
Believe this could be a miracle, but that pickle statement made me realize we could do a sandwich fundraiser.
Crazy idea! I love it! Too bad Coach isn't here. We know how he loves sandwiches. So you know what'd be really funny is if we made all the sandwich decisions without him, and then he would just have to like deal with whatever sandwiches we decide to serve. That would be a really fun thing to do to Coach.
Definitely a good idea, especially since Coach's prime pastime is complaining. We could make him happy and miserable at the same time. Great meeting! Great meeting.
I'll go get the Claritin.
We here at the Ulrich Brothers Construction, we focus on long distance concrete fixing. So we know exactly what you need to get your foundation in order. You understand what I'm talking about here?
I do, and I'm very, very excited to be working with you. The concrete that you use, I just want to make sure that's ethically and locally sourced because, you know, me and my husband and our brand new lot here, we're very excited about pouring the foundation of our new home.
So excited.
So excited. So I just want to be clear, because everything in our house is going to be locally and ethically sourced, that your concrete is also locally and ethically sourced.
Look, Mrs. Stanley, everything my brother Eugene and I do is local and ethically sourced. Not only are we locally and ethically sourced, we have very unique ways of applying the concrete that uses no external power. It's environmentally friendly, and it uses
an organic reinforcing material not seen in concrete since the Roman times.
Wow.
Honey, I think this is the place.
My brother Eugene and I specialize in spitball concrete application.
Interesting.
So what we do is we get a big wad of paper, chew it up, get a mouthful of concrete, a PVC pipe. Next thing you know, it is applied to your business, to your foundation, to your home. No metal, no reinforcement. It uses the power of paper.
Wow. That sounds truly amazing. Though I'm beginning to have a little bit of concern about your lungs and your mouth, and what would happen if you were accidentally to inhale some of this concrete while working on our house. We just want to make sure there's a writer in the contract that we're not
insurance to cover that. Yeah.
My brother Gene and I are fully bonded. We're insured. But there is a reason why we always say we have rock bottom prices. Because we swallow a lot of concrete.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, Joe. Gene. Yeah, I'm up here talking into Stanley's.
Joe. Oh. Hey, Joe. I got another paper cut in my mouth again. I can't. The Band-Aid's falling off.
Just use some salt water. Do a gargle. You don't need to do this in front of the...
Oh, gosh. So sorry. Hey, guys. Yeah, I did.
Hi.
As you can see, as my brother Gene is showing you, we use natural dyes to match the color of your existing foundation.
For example, it just looks like, brick.
Voila.
Yes, you seem to be dripping a lot of brick coloring out of your mouth there, Mr. Eugene. I've got some tissues here in my purse. Would you like one? Or is this part of your job?
One would be great. I don't mind chewing on that for a bit, too.
Oh, okay.
It's considered practice in our line of work. Now, like I said, our prices are rock bottom for many reasons. Number one, our education was very targeted specifically for this type of concrete application. Both Gene and I got our primary education in primary school, so we've had decades to find a way to reinforce our technique to get the biggest concrete wad applied to your business as we possibly can.
I swallowed the tissue.
Sorry. I have another.
Oh,
would
that
like
would be great.
Another?
Oh, you're the best. You're looking for a job? Jeez. All right, thanks.
Those are organic too.
I'm trying to be a homemaker, but I need a home first to be able to, make it. So, honey, I know that we've some concerns about their health and like the swallowing of the concrete, but he even said it, rock bottom prices.
I don't think we can go wrong. Their values align perfectly with ours.
No, you can't go lower with us.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you could hear us.
No, I'm just, I'll take a step back. Sorry. The tissues just lure me over.
It's kind of a
That's okay. I guess we weren't really saying anything that we couldn't share with you folks.
That's true.
Eugene and Eugene's brother, we would really love to, I think, sign on the dotted line and get this contract rolling for our concrete foundation.
What do you think, Joe?
That's perfect. Well, not only do I think it's a good idea, but let me talk to you about our indoor popcorn ceilings.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us here in room 124 for our annual allergy meeting. And by annual, I mean every month. We meet every month. So I guess that's monthly, not annual. But it seems right to keep the alliteration for the annual allergy meeting. So let's just know that we meet every week, okay? Or month. Days are hard.
I like the AA acronym.
Yeah, it's good, right? I feel like people recognize it. You're seeming pretty stuffed up there today. Are you feeling okay, Bobby?
I'm good. It's the dander that I get from other people.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I did just brush my hair.
It's all right. I was behind Stephanie earlier, and her hair smelled really good. At least for the second I smelled it, and then it was like, bam, right in the head.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you just take a sip of water and you're in a safe space here with us. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You know you're safe with us.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You can feel vulnerable in your allergies. For example, I'm allergic to knowing what sort of date a date is. What is a date? What is a day of a week? I don't know. Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, he didn't. Oh, I thought he was going to sneeze. He didn't.
No. That'd be like a, I don't know, it'd be bad. Ted, what did you sneeze? You all right?
Yeah. I can barely open my eyes. So they're just, the sneezing and the eyes. I just want to scratch them out. They're killing me.
I'll hold your eyes open for you.
It must be all the chalk dust. Is it the chalk dust today, Ted?
No, that was my problem yesterday. It's I'm allergic to tests, and it's like I got three of them today.
It's the end of the week. The teachers really want to pile it on.
I am not looking forward to finals week.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you. Oh, gosh. You're seeming a little hacky there today.
You said semen.
I have an issue where my uvula swells up when trees have sex.
I'm allergic
to tree sex.
Tree sex. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's just springtime for you.
It's like having a kielbasa hang off the back of my throat. I can just toss it left or right. There we go.
It pops out every now and then.
Oh, I'm glad you noticed that. The smelling will go down in about 3 hours. But now is not the time that it's going to happen.
Tree sex is prevalent this time of year. They're just like bark flying everywhere.
There's a bunch of trees trying to get a hot pulse of ash.
Yeah, did you see that birch over there? Oh my gosh.
I'm toasting it now.
It is flowering. It is flowering. Those buds are popping, and that is the time when Fred's uvula does typically get swollen this year, a little bit
swollen.
Do you guys remember the time the volleyball team thought his uvula was a volleyball?
I still suffer from fear of spiking. Thank you.
And I'm really sorry that you had that experience, Fred. But if anything, I'm glad that it brought us all together here. Because now
it brought all of us together.
Yeah, we have our allergy. Bless you. Bless you. We have our Allergies Anonymous Club. Well, except none of us are anonymous. We all know who each other is.
Right. Sorry, I didn't get your name.
Oh, Sally.
Oh, Sally. Oh, I couldn't see. Sorry, my eyes. I'm telling you.
It's okay. You're swollen all over. Your face and your nose and your eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
You look as swollen as Fred's uvula sounds.
In all fairness, allergy and all of it is really hard to say with a swollen uvula.
I only heard half of that.
Perhaps we could change the name to Allergy Club.
Maybe gargling with some salt water might help.
Oh, that's a good idea. I usually start that when my uvula is about the size of a ballpark, Frank.
Yeah.
What? I think we should go see Philippe.
Oh, who usually has the good stuff?
That's a great idea.
He knows exactly what to give to people when they're feeling allergies in their faces and heads.
He's a godsend.
Oh, bless God, you. That's on me.
Oh, sorry. Gosh.
Sorry, my bad.
To the mildewed basement.
Here we go! Okay, I'm here today because my car wouldn't start this morning. So I walked all the way here to this automobile shop. Thank you so much for opening up early for me. I really need to get to work. I thought that I had a standard car, but maybe I have a double clutch car. I was certain that I would just, you know, plush the clutch in, shift into gear, but it seems like perhaps there's something off about my vehicle.
Yeah, we gotta open the hood to see really what the problem is here. Could be something.
Well, it wouldn't start this morning, which is why I'm here. And as your sign advertises, you guys will come to the vehicle. So, like, if you can just walk across the street to my car that doesn't start, I would really appreciate it.
We don't mind. I mean, that's our claim to fame. That's what we do. Could you make me the noise that the car wasn't making today? Maybe I can figure something out.
Well, the sound that the car wasn't making today, which it was making yesterday, was your pretty standard humming of an engine. Yeah, that's the sound it's supposed to make.
Let me get Peter out here. Peter!
Oh, hey there. Hey there, Pete.
Peter!
Hey, Pete.
The car is making a... but it's not making that sound. What do you think it is?
It sounds like a car to me.
Yeah.
I thought it was a standard car... but it does seem to be this morning when I turned the key, instead of making the noise that you're Pete, whichever one of you just so eloquently reverberated for us, this morning Pete, thank you. This morning it was making more of a.
As for the noise, you could have led with that. That's obviously the car.
Yeah, that's the car. You know, we have somebody that's special.
Thought.
Yeah, we have a specializer in that noise right there. Petrie, come on out. We need you.
Yep, I'm here. What's going on?
She has a car. You used to go out there, but it's not doing that now. What it's doing is more of a. Now I thought that was a car.
Just a clarifying question. Was there a right before?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah.
To the best of my knowledge, yes. There was the little... that's not a good thing, is it?
That's not good.
Ooh. No, not down here. Canada, maybe.
Well, good. Then I'm glad I came to you guys, Peter and Petrie. I knew you guys would be the ones to help me with this funny sound that it's making. Thank you so much for being here. I'm
Triple
so glad
P
I came
automotive
to you.
Automotive at your service.
Now, the obvious fix to... that now goes obviously talk to a mechanic.
Great. That's you, mm-hmm. right? You guys yeah. are the mechanics.
Yes. We're automotive specialists.
Yes.
We will diagnose your car on site based on the sound you think it's making.
So you did the job already, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It should work fine now once you follow our step-by-step instructions.
Okay, perfect. I will get a piece of paper and... Oh, right. I am ready.
All right. Step one.
Get in the car, yeah?
Get in the car.
Oh, she's okay. Good.
Where you're safe.
She's good.
Great. Get in car. Safety.
Step two.
God, awesome.
Pick up your cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So step three. Got it.
Call a mechanic. It's definitely broken.
Definitely.
Oh, okay.
50% sure.
Hey, Dasher fans. Coach Steve here to tell you about a brand new podcast I'm hosting called Head to Head. Each episode features a new guest competing against a member of the Balderdash Academy faculty in a game of pointless trivia. Join me and my co-host Randy Hunt as we see who is more intelligent than a fake professor. Now available on the Balderdash Academy feed on all your favorite podcast apps.
Hello, Triple P. No, we don't deal with cars. What the? No, we don't fix cars. What the hell? Lou, we got another one.
To ask him what noise is making.
Do you like 80s television? Of course you do. Do you like helicopters? Of course you do. Do you like men serenading eagles by the waterfront while playing cello? Yes. Yes, you do. If you'd like to hear more about helicopters and cellos, please be sure and tune in to Ciampa and Klein the Airwolf Years every week on your favorite podcast service. Join hosts Greg and Dave as they discuss every single episode of the classic 1980s television series Airwolf. Be sure and subscribe today.
Hey, this is Bob. When I'm not being the headmaster at Balderdash Academy, I run Sleuth's Mystery Entertainment. At Sleuth's Mystery, we offer something different from your typical mystery experience. Our mysteries are crafted around the game and the experience as a whole. We blend characters, comedy, atmosphere, and a puzzle of a mystery for you to solve. Every show is unique, and every ending is different. At Sleuth's Mystery Entertainment, you can see the show, play the game, and solve the mystery. If you're in New England, contact us at sleuthsmystery.com for a killer time.
Oh, hey, guys, I wanted to see if I could bring this back. Can I sell it back? It's the Triple X-Men.
What kind of noise does it make?
Explain it to us.
In detail.
Oh, good lord. Well, there's a lot of noises. Some of them are kind of like...
Tell us what year it is.
It's 2003.
2003. It seems like there might be something wrong with the fuel injector. Sometimes it makes that squelchy noise as it just keeps pumping and pumping and pumping and pumping away.
They do. That part seemed to be working pretty well. In fact, fuel injector got loose a couple times and it just kind of let loose in the video.
Is there a lot of banging?
Oh God, yeah, yeah. Oh, you guys know, you've seen it. Yeah, that you guys probably see this all the time.
Not good with that ear.
Sounds like there might be some play around the tailpipe.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, at least you know when you get into it, you get probably 30 minutes in, and there's a lot of tailpipe action.
So somebody does get somebody. There's a rear ending thing that happens.
So I have good news and I have bad news.
Okay, great. I will take the bad news first and then the good news. No, I don't. I want the good news first. No, bad. Good. Bad.
I'm gonna give
bad
you,
news first, please.
I'm going to give you okay news first.
Okay, that's the best decision you could make.
The okay news is the coffee shipment came in, but it's Maxwell House.
Oh, okay. I get why it was okay. Yeah. Coffee's great. Maxwell's decent. So, okay news. Great.
Okay news.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay news. Yes, okay. That's okay.
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 So, the good news or the bad news?
I think I'd like to have the good, bad news. Good,
are you sure?
Bad news. Obviously I'm not very sure.
What you're thinking is maybe the good news is okay, but the bad news is bad. So you're wondering maybe if the good news isn't going to balance with the bad, something like that. I'll just give you the good news. I'll give you the good news.
Okay. Okay. Great. Great. Great.
The good news is that we recently came in to a $250,000 windfall.
Take the money and run.
That is not just good news. That is great news.
Don't take the money.
That is great news.
Take the money and run.
Maybe we should take the money. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't take the money.
No, take it. Take it.
Other people could really use that money.
Oh my gosh, don't you think other people could maybe use that $250,000?
Yes, other people could definitely use that. We could also definitely use that, which ties us into the bad news.
Okay, right. I forgot there was bad news. That good news was so good.
I know. It's a great good news. Yeah. I know.
Like, we could get better than Maxwell House next time.
I know. Well, but I mean, yeah. I mean, we definitely, 250 grand, that's a great windfall. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So bad news.
We got it as an insurance payment because the house burned down.
Take the money and run.
Well, that is terribly bad news, but the insurance payoff.
Don't take the money and run.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, it's 1/12 of the total value. I know.
Oh, God. 1/12? That's it? Oh, God. Well, we should still take it, though, right?
It's technically 1/12 and a half.
And a half.
But half sounds weird. And I just didn't. Yeah. I mean, it's bad news. So do you round up? I don't know.
It's probably better to say like 1.5 instead of 1.5.
Well, yeah, I could go with 1.5.
You don't need a house.
Oh, do we even really need the house?
You don't need a house. You should live like Jesus did, meager and humble.
Do we need a house? I'd like to have a house. It is where I keep my stuff.
Yeah, I keep my stuff there too.
It's
nice to have a place for our stuff.
It is. Yeah.
But with the insurance payout, we could take the money and make a new house.
Give it to the poor needy.
Oh my God. What if there's people who need it more than us though? There's needy and there's poor.
I hear what you're saying. As a counterpoint, maybe we should give it to the homeless.
Make sure he knows that you just increase his life insurance.
Yeah, there's always a value somewhere, and there was not. It's nice to know that we're getting 1/12 and a half.
1/12 and a half, yes, yes.
And
we should give it to the homeless. And by coincidence, we are now homeless.
We are homeless, but we still have value, you know? Like, our lives have value.
That's oddly
yours
specific.
Has a lot.
Yeah. Oddly specific.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're looking on the bright side now, right?
So yes, this is absolutely
bright side. Our lives still have value.
The bright side.
Yay.
Our lives have value, and yours is worth a lot.
A lot more than the house.
still really
but
specific.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Yeah, and
that's why I tried
I love
to
you.
Break it easy.
And you did a really good job starting with the okay news. So
Thank you.
I guess I should probably share some okay news with you too.
If you want to balance, it's sure.
Okay.
Be gentle with him.
Rip it off like a band-aid and make it bleed.
Okay. Because I love you, I'm gonna tell you really fast, but I'm doing it with love and gently.
Do it with love, gently, yes.
Your life is worth a lot more than mine because your insurance policy on your life has been extended, and I put the value of the house into your life. So really, if we just basically behave like you're gone, then we could have a lot more money.
I hear what you're saying.
It's okay news. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just okay.
That it definitely okay that you rolled the house into my life insurance policy as collateral?
Might be why we only got 1/12 and a half.
Interesting.
Because
makes sense. That was a little surprising.
Don't tell him that he was supposed to stay in the house.
I love you and I value you. I'm...
Well, I apparently have more value now.
You do. Well, you've had it. Well, yes. You are valuable to me greatly.
Don't lie.
But I really wish you'd just gone to the grocery store for the coffee at the time that we discussed that you were going to go to the grocery store to purchase the coffee that we needed for breakfast. Like, you promised you were going to go at 7 a.m.
I understand that. I figured that I could wait until later in the day and we could just grab takeout for breakfast.
Yeah.
And good thing I did, because if I was here, I would have died in the fire. Yeah.
Super dead.
That wouldn't have benefited anybody.
Nope.
Try offering him this special Sanka you have in your purse.
You know what? This is just like a celebratory moment.
We
I know that
celebrate.
We don't have a house anymore.
I mean, look at this. It's like a weight off my shoulder. Does it give you joy? Set it free.
Yeah, do you give me joy? Yes, is the answer.
But look, I mean, we now have no clutter to weigh us down. So maybe
None.
This is a benefit, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's cheers with this flask I have here in my purse that
sure.
I keep
it's,
on
it's
my
really
person.
It's small. It's,
yes.
it's more like a vial
yes,
than a flask, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, we don't need a lot. We're not looking to get drunk here at, 10 in the morning.
That's true.
Yeah. So you could have the first sip. That seems the right celebratory thing to do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I love you and I value you and your life.
Thank you. I feel kind of bad, but since, we're talking about good news and bad news, I guess I should tell you that, I cashed in my life insurance policy to buy us that cruise. Cheers!
Okay, Kyle, next time I get to be the evil one.
Mike, we need to talk about what we're going to do with Dad's estate.
I'm not sure that I'm ready to talk about this at this point, Andrew. It's just, it seems too soon.
I know. I get it. Dad had some ideas about what he wanted to do with his money, and I think it's time that we move on his wishes as fast as possible and turn this into a strip club.
Yeah, that's the thing. Dad never told us about this. and finding it out in the will really caught me off guard.
He was embarrassed about his strip club and Cabernet fascination. And
bare-assed and bare-assed, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it, all right? I understand that it's a shock. I completely understand that it's a shock. And I know that I may have known before he his passing due to being his lawyer and due to being the executor of his will, but this is something he desperately wanted to do. You gotta not pay attention to the fact that he was a wholesome, church-going, old-fashioned conservative gentleman. He wanted to turn this property into a strip club.
I understand what you're saying. And I have always been supportive of our father. You know that. That time that he started making belts and selling them to the local leather shop. I backed him 100%.
Who wouldn't? They were high quality leather belts.
But I have a feeling he was doing something else with leather that I don't know about. And that's now I'm kind of tying some things together in my mind. And I just
realized that he was too. You know, Dad had a fascination with knots going way back to when he was a scoutmaster, right? You know it. I know it. We always thought, hey, Dad's getting into climbing in his 80s, right? 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 We thought, yeah. Hey, look at these weird ball things he's playing with. How was I supposed to know it was a gag? The point is, he had a dream, and it's up to us to fulfill it.
I get that. I get that. It just, you know, he had so many dreams in his lifetime, you know? And I feel like we fulfilled, you know, he made all of those come to fruition. And maybe that's enough. Maybe he would understand that I am not comfortable. I know that you may have some interest in this, but
I'm just his lawyer, right? I mean, I'm his son.
Well, you're his
but
son,
I found out about it when I read the will. Look, all this time, I thought he named his company BSDM after himself, Bob Super Duper Motors. How was I supposed to know that it was an underground sex shop thing? I mean, you find things out about your parents.
I didn't know about that.
Well, you know, I always assumed the lift in there was for cars. That's all I'm saying. But, I mean, you find out things about your parents, and it can be shocking. Do you remember when we found out after Mum passed that she was actually a vegan and not a vegetarian? Right? She was in all those vegan clubs. Right? I mean, when we found out her cheesecake wasn't made with milk. I mean, it was shocking. It was shocking. No eggs.
It was embarrassing.
She was eating
Speaking
tofu.
Speaking of embarrassing.
She was eating tofu, not eggs. I know. It affected all of us. But you learn things about your parents.
I've got kind of a crazy idea.
Yeah. Let's hear it. Let's work on this.
Dad wanted a strip club.
Dad wanted a strip club.
That's what it says in the will.
That is it. Verbatim what it says in the will.
What if we build this place into two different businesses?
Okay.
One side,
I'm
a
listening.
Paint store.
Okay.
And the other side, we call it the strip club. And we hire people to paint the walls in the strip club. And people come and give us money to strip the paint off.
It's not exactly as he laid it out in the will, but it's not exactly not what he laid out in the will, right? I mean, the will does explicitly state, I want my estate to be turned into a strip club, women and everything.
I mean, just think of it. People, they might just come in just for the fumes, you know?
You know, this might be a way for us to diversify and to make sure that we put women in leadership roles, because the will does state women in everything. So
exactly.
Hire a female manager, hire a woman as a manager, maybe. Right. That's a good idea.
I think we should call it strip it.
Strip it good. And there is no possible way that you can misconstrue that as anything other than exactly what it is. A wholesome, family-oriented strip club.
This feels like a win-win, man.
It's definitely a win-win.
Good afternoon, Dashers. This is your headmaster reminding you that we are now booking live Balderdash Academy. If you want improv comedy, custom game show experiences, team building, and more, you can find us online at balderdashacademy.com. And don't forget to pick up Balderdash Academy merchandise in our school store while you're there.
Balderdash Academy's Teacher's Lounge was produced and edited by Bob LeBlanc. Theme music by Think Fish Tank. Performed and written by Steve Corning, Carla Rose Dubois, Nate Green, Randy Hunt, Bob LeBlanc, Molly McGill, and Marie Stewart Harmon. Copyright 2021, Robert J. LeBlanc and Steve Corning, all rights reserved. Go Dashers!